Well, if you, we were talking, and I should have made the tape. If you bought something and you didn't buy it, you know, package, you'd say you bought it in
the book.
And what about, what do you put on toast in the morning? You said you had toast for breakfast.
Butter.
But what?
Margarine now.
You put anything sweet on it?
No.
Yeah, like you never made
it. Cinnamon toast. Oh, heavens, I used to make it for my child all the time, but not anymore. I would eat it. She had cinnamon toast always.
Or do you keep anything in a little jar, you know?
Oh, preserves and jelly. Wayne eats it. He eats preserves or something every morning, jelly, but I don't.
Do you keep two seasonings on your table that you might want to?
Salt and pepper.
Yeah.
And saccharin. I use saccharin mostly.
Well, if there was a bowl of fruit and it was full of apples and oranges, and I said, I'll have an orange, and you might say, what? If I said, give me an orange, you'd say, if you didn't want an orange, you want an apple, you'd say what?
I'll take an apple.
Or, if you said the same thing, I'd
give me an apple.
And, if we were talking about a group of, you know, something that happened, and I said, there were two groups of boys out there, I said, was it one of these boys? You'd say, no, it was one of
those boys.
Right. And if you were pointing to, that tree down there in the bottom, you'd say, and I said, is this tree right here you're talking about? You say, no, it's that tree
way down there.
And what about this way? And I said, is it that tree? If we were sitting in the back room,
mm-hmm.
And I said, is it that tree right there? You'd say, no, it's that tree
behind that tree, the back of that tree.
And if a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have to worry about anything because he has plenty of money, but you might say life is hard for a man. If a man has plenty of money.
Life is easy, of course.
But you say life is hard for a man.
That has no money? It's broke?
That's
hard up?
Poor.
Broke or what?
Poor.
Poor, is that what you mean? Yeah.
And if you were standing in a grove of trees, I'd say, is this your place, and you'd say, no, he's the man
that owns it.
And if, what would it be if it was like orange trees or something?
Grove.
Or if it was
orchard.
And if I was speaking, I'd say, when I was a boy, my father was poor. But next door was a boy
who was rich.
Well, he wouldn't be rich.
He's wealthy. Oh, his father was.
So you say?
His father was rich.
So you say?
The family was, or something.
But next door was a boy who
had a wife, rich father. Is that what you want me to say?
What do you call the inside part of a chair?
Of a what?
Of a cherry?
Cherry, the seed, or the pip.
What about a peach?
Peach seed.
Is there anything inside the seed?
Uh-huh, there's a little kernel.
And what are the different kinds of peaches here?
Yeah. We grow best Alberta peaches. At class says the best ones are in Georgia, but I say the best ones are in East Texas. We have several. We've got a Fair Beauty, and we've got an Alberta, and we've got a Alberta, which comes on later than the Alberta, and we've got several good many varieties of peaches here around here.
Any kind of the flesh sticks tight to the seed?
And that cling seed.
And what about the
clear seed?
And if you eat an apple, the part you throw away is the
core.
And did you ever hear a name for dried pieces of apple?
Just dried apples.
And
have you ever tried to buy any lately, the price of them?
How
they've gone.
They are ridiculous.
It is.
What kind of nuts do you have right here other than peanuts?
Well, we have hickory nut trees. There's worlds of hickory nut trees and walnut trees. We've got a lot of walnut trees.
Walnuts?
Oh, yeah. Black walnuts. There's a big one right down in the park.
You know, they have two covers on them.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the apple?
Oh.